What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, April 21st, 2020, getting into the week here. We've got lots to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. So let's get right on into it. Trump has finally done something that he promised to do all the way back in 2016. He is suspending all immigration into the United States. He says it's temporary. I personally hope it's permanent. And of course, the Democrats are frothing at the mouth. And how dare he shamelessly use COVID-19 to push his anti-immigrant agenda here. And Trump's reasoning is sound. We have millions of Americans who've lost their jobs because of this lockdown nonsense. And we don't need more immigrants coming into this country competing for what few jobs there are. And this is a good example of putting America first. And so I applaud Donald Trump on this. And I think the longer he keeps this, the better. Of course, Congress could override this executive order if they vote within, I think it's the next 30 days. Because Congress can override an executive order if they feel like it. And the Democrats can definitely do that in the House of Representatives. We don't know what's going to happen in the Senate if they take that route. I think if the Democrats really push back on this, it's going to backfire on them, because I think most Americans are tired of all the immigration and illegal immigration and refugees and all the other things that are out there. Now, Ron Paul is out there with an article. What if the lockdown was a giant mistake? And it's a question that does need to be asked, because we're seeing in places like Sweden that didn't have a lockdown, and their numbers of infected and dying are roughly the same. Well, they're actually even better than we have in Great Britain, which is locked down. But we have got, you know, Americans protesting in the streets all across this country, and they're demanding an end to what amounts to a house arrest. And because we haven't done anything. And the longer we're trapped in our houses, the longer we're ordered to stay home from work, the more jobs are going to be lost and the worse the economy is going to be. And it is looking more and more like this was just a huge, gigantic mistake leading to a global recession. And the reality is that, you know, the lockdown was never going to be a solution anyway. What they wanted to do was sort of smooth out the surge so the hospitals didn't get overwhelmed. But the hospitals aren't being overwhelmed. Patients aren't showing up. There are hospital floors that are empty. Hospitals are letting people go because they don't have patients, because they've canceled all the non-urgent, non-critical procedures. The patients just aren't showing up in the numbers that they were predicting. They've already dismantled that Army hospital up in Seattle. Those two Navy hospital ships they had were, for the most part, empty. It just didn't happen. And it does make it look like this whole lockdown panic hysteria was a huge, gigantic mistake, which, of course, the government will never admit. The government's position is going to be, well, if we hadn't locked you all down, millions would have died. There would have been 500 million dead Americans if we hadn't locked it all down. Ignoring the fact that there's only 330 million Americans in the whole country here. Now, then, we have been talking about Joe Biden. Drooling Joe, I think that's the new name for him. And he's getting ready to name his vice presidential pick. And there's a lot of speculation about what's going on this thing. And barring an 11th hour run around Biden to get somebody else as the Democratic nominee, because he can't debate Donald Trump. Trump will eat him alive. You know, even if somebody steals all the notes from the debate, the way they did back in 2016. So he needs a powerhouse vice president, and it's starting to shape up, and I saw this in more than a few places. It's starting to shape up. They're thinking about putting Michelle Obama as the vice president because she's a woman. There's the woman's vote. She's black. There's the black vote. She does enjoy a tremendous popularity as a former first lady. And from the Democrats' desperation, it may make a lot of sense. Personally, while I would take Michelle Obama over Hillary Clinton any day, the fact of the matter is that Michelle Obama is not qualified to be president of the United States of America. which ultimately whoever is vice president is likely to be. Because I don't see Biden continuing for four more years with his current state of deterioration and dementia. But Michelle Obama is out there, and they're really pushing to make her visible to the public. Now, she's been given a PBS show after Democrats gave public broadcaster $75 million in the coronavirus relief bill. And so she's going to be a talk show host in the 2020 election. And apparently she just had this virtual registration event with Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson about mailing in ballots, even though millions went missing in previous elections. So it's looking like they're polishing her up. Now, Michelle Obama is out there saying that she has no desire to be vice president, but that's just what she's saying. Joe Biden, on the other hand, is saying he'll take her in a heartbeat. He would love to have Michelle Obama as his running mate. And that would put the Clintons in a position to be in the White House for an additional 8 years. Sorry, that would be the Obamas in the White House for an additional 8 years. Oh, man. Need a scorecard to sort out all these people. In other news, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in grave condition following heart surgery. And, of course, reports are a little bit sketchy, and North Korea's officialdom is saying, well, yes, he's in the hospital. He had cardiovascular surgery, meaning they probably put in a stent because he's very overweight, and he smokes heavily and he drinks heavily, and he's only in his 30s. So they're keeping an eye on that. And I guess his sister would be the next in line for the throne, if you will, of North Korea, should he shuffle off that mortal coil. All right, so let's get into a little bit of the coronavirus news here, because there's a lot going on here. Netanyahu's son actually came on out and said he hopes that elderly leftists die from the coronavirus because they protested against his father. And I'm troubled by all the people, and that includes some of the callers to this show. I'm troubled by people who are out there saying, well, I hope this person gets an illness, and I hope this person gets a heart attack, and I hope that person, you know, gets run over by an elephant or something like that. That's kind of a mean-spirited approach to debate, which I personally don't see as part of the American character. But if that's what the American character is becoming, then we're in really, really, really in trouble. Anyway, getting on back to the effects of the lockdown, more and more states are starting to relax their lockdown rules. Some of the beaches in Florida are now open. Now, Wynn Resorts out in Las Vegas is saying that they should be open. The casino should be open by Memorial Day. They're going to have temperature scanners at the door, checking people as they come in, reduced occupancy, enforced social distancing, no large gatherings, but they're going to be there ready to take your money at the card and dice tables. Ireland, on the other hand, may keep their pubs, bars, and sports venues closed for 18 months or until a coronavirus vaccine is found. Boy, if you know anything about the Irish, the fact that the pubs and bars are going to stay closed, those are fighting words. Those are absolutely fighting words. Now, the country's health minister, Simon Harris, has cautioned that while they aim to get pupils back to school as quickly as possible, places where people can't safely social distance will likely have to stay closed for some time. Now, this to me is just a little bit ridiculous, because everyone's fallen in love with this magic 6-foot social distancing rule, even though scientific experiments, including one on Mythbusters, has shown that spray from just talking, sneezing, coughing can travel up to 30 feet. So, story coming out of domagood.com. Even if the economy reopens, schools in most states will remain closed for the academic year. Well, yeah, we're coming up here on May 1st. There's almost not much point in reopening the schools. The homeschooling system seems to be working, or the remote learning system seems to be working. Now, down in Cuba, and you know, Cuba has a wonderful medical system. In fact, at times it rivals that of the United States in every way except price. And apparently they have a drug that is a potential anti-COVID-19 drug. And apparently they're working on a recombinant interferon, which is being neglected up here in the United States of America. Of course, we know what's going on. The goal here is not to find a cure for coronavirus, but to find a vaccine and to make sure it's an American vaccine. Because there's going to be a lot of money made off of this. A lot of money. Okay. There's a new study out now that claims China's outbreak of COVID-19 may have started all the way back in September. I think I mentioned this briefly during yesterday's show. And China has admitted the disease was present in Wuhan, the capital of its Hubei province, in December, although for weeks into January, it denied that human-to-human transmission had already taken place. Now, this next story, we've seen a lot of China bashing. Right now, our government, and especially Trump, they want to redirect Americans' anger to China. You know, don't get angry with us because you're stuck in your home and you're having to relearn how to get along with your family. It's China's fault. Blame China. And so there's this story, and this came out of domagood.com again. President Trump says China may be knowingly responsible for spreading coronavirus. Now, that's a heck of a charge. It's a heck of an accusation to make here. And apparently, during a White House press conference late Saturday, he suggested that China was knowingly responsible for spreading coronavirus and noting that there could be consequences once the United States completes their investigation into how the virus crossed Chinese borders. So I'm getting alarmed by all this war talk. And apparently there's some more naval assets making the rounds around the South China Sea here. And before we all get caught up in this China lab origins conspiracy theory, because the World Health Organization is saying they found no evidence that COVID-19 came from that Wuhan lab. We're not really sure who to believe. But just remember, Iraqi's weapons of mass destruction, Saddam's nuclear weapons, he has them under his bed in his bedroom. Remember all those lies we were told? Keep those in mind here. Don't forget, the research that was being done at that Wuhan BSL-4 lab was funded by the United States, contracting out this stuff. All right, Fox News anchor Chris Wallace grilled House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for being critical of Donald Trump's response to the coronavirus outbreak while she encouraged people in San Francisco to visit Chinatown in late February. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi has now deleted that video of herself in Chinatown in February. But, you know, the Internet is forever. Once it's on the Internet, there's no taking it back. Problem is, I'm somewhat appalled by politicians who are still politicians in the face of what we are being told is a serious biological threat. Nancy Pelosi is still out there playing politics. It doesn't matter what Donald Trump does, it's bad. Doesn't matter what the Democrats do, it's good. You know, immigrants are good, Donald Trump is bad. And they can't let go. They can't step back and look at the larger picture and say, what is best for the nation as a whole right now? All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I want to let you know, I don't know if you saw the deaths in New Jersey went up, and Florida, they're going up.
Yep.
Mike, I want your listeners, don't listen to Trump or Nancy Pelosi. You know, do what you got to do for your family. I said this before, worry about your own self-preservation. Don't worry about these people, because what they tell you and what, like, the actual truth is two different things. These people don't care about us. You know, like, they're the ones who bailed out Wall Street and the banks and the airlines, so, and you got your $1,200 check, if you even got it. You know, I mean, what a joke that is, right? Like, if you look at the whole, they're going to bail out the oil industry now, but yet...
Yes, they have to.
You're happy, but Mike, we're all happy with our $1,200? Nothing's, that's nothing. That is nothing... with the amount of money they've been given to these these businesses in the bailout since 2008. That is like nothing, burgers. It's just a joke, you know. But like, Mike, you got to take care of your own interest, right? Tom,
yes.
Joe, Miles from Maine, James from Tokyo. I haven't heard from him, Mike. I'd like to know what's going on in Tokyo because I heard it wasn't too good over there. I don't know if you heard about the stories coming out of Japan, but the cases are going up. Singapore, Sweden, the deaths are going up. So, I mean, this is not over. And I still go back to, we have the ability to know what's going on if you just think and sit. If you protect yourselves, you protect your family. That's all that matters, you know. But,
yes.
To say this is a non-issue is just doing hurt to yourself because you don't think these people in Washington know. Remember Burr? Was it Richard Burr, the guy who sold his stock before everybody else, because he has insider knowledge when he did the intelligence briefings, right?
Yes.
What did he tell his group of elite, so-called, you know, the richer class of us? He said that this is like the Spanish flu. I still believe that. You know, we're not near, what was it? What did they say? It's not the beginning of the end. It's the end of the beginning. That's. I still believe that, Mike. I think this is not even near that point because we're opening up the country now, but you see, like in Florida, human beings are being human beings. They're not going to obey that social distancing rule, right? So they're just going to go out and do what they're going to do.
No, we're getting reports from New York that the lockdown is already starting to fail. People are just going on out. Now, back during the 1918 flu, people wore face masks, but they didn't stand apart from each other, and they went about their lives, and they went to work. And, I think something along that model might work here a little bit, but we can't keep everybody at home under house arrest and expect this economy to survive.
Oh, no, we can't. Yeah, we can't, but there's like a timeline. You know, like you can't go right back to work, but you can't just all of a sudden not. I mean, you know, there's a fine line to go, but we've never been in this kind of a situation before. But you just can't dismiss it as just like being the regular flu or, like I said, I went back, like I called yesterday. Why would Russia postpone the Victory Day parade unless it's not serious? This is a serious thing.
Dustin, okay, you seem to have a very bipolar view of the world, that either it's a horrifically evil disease or that some people believe it's a complete hoax. And the truth is, we all know there's a virus out there. We all know that people are getting sick. We all know that some people are dying. But what is emerging as the consensus view is that the government overreacted. And as Ron Paul says, they may have made a hideous mistake with all this lockdown stuff.
Yeah, but, Mike,
and
how do you explain some of these Republicans calling it a hoax or a sniffle?
Well, don't forget that the word hoax was inserted into the discussion when Donald Trump was saying the Democrats were playing a hoax, in terms of the virus itself. He himself never said the virus was a hoax. And you got to be very, very careful that you're not taking a word out of its original context. Okay. Nobody is saying that the virus is a hoax, except for those who are trying to make fun of those people who think that, yes, there was a tremendous overreaction to this. Like, the numbers are still down there with the flu. And I realize COVID-19 is not a flu. It's a viral pneumonia. But in terms of the number of people infected and the number of people who are dying from it, the numbers are down below the 2017-2018 flu season. And we didn't shut the country down for that. Anyway, listen, Dustin, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Got more phone calls when we come back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And welcome back to our show here. A reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network is in the middle of a fundraiser. And yes, we're always in the middle of a fundraiser. We are that tight. We are that short, if you will. And don't forget the Front Sight Training Academy promotion, which is on for a limited time only. For a one-time donation of $500, you will receive, as a premium, a $25,000 lifetime commander membership. And that's a good deal. In anybody's book, that's a good deal. Meanwhile, if you can help out a little bit, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. We're going to go back to the phones now to Keith Rogers. Keith, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Good afternoon there, too. I was noticing a couple of YouTube videos where they were talking about these small business loans that they only went to publicly traded businesses. And that's why there's such a uprising about a second relief package. Now, the other thing I called about, during your next break there, Mike, you might scroll down your webpage there and look at the video. I forget the title, but it's basically something about a hoax. And this is a pre-White House press briefing to where one of the guys enters a room and says, you don't need your mask. And he goes on to talk to the guy there and talks about the so-called fatality or mortality rates and stuff like that, you know. And the one guy says, so it's a hoax? And he says, well, it's not really a hoax. So what I would suggest is, I've heard you say this before, you know, that an act of terrorism is causing fear. And I think there's some Title 18 violations here, too, with the subversion of this country. In lieu of what I read yesterday about this whole deal was to circumvent China's technology, especially in the medical field, where they, with 1.4 billion people, most of their communications between doctors and stuff are done by video conferencing, and that's what we're seeing done here now also. May not be video, but at least it's they're making phone calls to patients and stuff. But anyway, the gist of the story was, though, is that the U.S. is trying to get all of its allies to pull all commerce and stuff out of China, and Japan is leading that right now. And yes. It was because of the fear. However, well, it's the fear of the national security state, I guess you call it. But what was interesting, though, was one thing they are adapting heavily from China is the national security state, where you've seen the videos probably of in China where they can facial recognition someone walking down the street and they can tell your credit score or social credit score and everything like that, you know. But this seems like this is going to be what's being adopted there. And that's why I'm a firm believer that the so-called fear panic of this 5G will be rolled out probably in lieu of like the Bill Gates medical tattoo type stuff, to where the 5G is just going to be basically a tracking system. It's you know, and of course there may be some health risk to that too. But anyway, I think that during your next break you should watch that video. What's on your page there? And then I'll listen for your comments after that. Okay.
Okay. Anything
all right. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Richard in Chicago. Richard, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Richard in Chicago. Okay, I guess we lost him. Getting on back to Richard, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Yes, I just would like to remind people about the amount of financial incentives that seem to be involved here. I mean, it's amazing how much this is politicized and impeding on our constitutional rights. But, I mean, people should be reminded how much these organizations such as the CDC are private for-profit companies. The World Health Organization, it's getting a majority of its funding, like more than 50% from what I've heard from Bill Gates. And so he basically has... you know, he has say over, you know, pretty much the direction the organization takes. And I mean, of course, we know there's a vaccine profit, you know, that some people are concerned with. I do think, though, that the economic situation, I mean, you yourself and a lot of us are aware it's not been a good economy. If you really study the information out there, Trump claims it's been a great economy, but it hasn't. And because we're connected globally now, I mean, I can see Europe being connected as well, where, you know, the economy of the United States would not go down without Europe's economy going down with it at this point. So, I mean, the entire mm-hmm. Western banking system and corporations are invested, you know, in having a fall guy for the economic situation. I'm really siding with John Stadmiller on that point, where I do think that this is a perfect excuse. You know, I don't think it matters where it came from, you know, if it just came on its own or if any country weaponized it. But I mean, doctors all across the nation are coming out on video and admitting how every case that you stay at the hospital is COVID-19 for a death.
Okay, Richard, Richard, I got to put you on hold.
Okay.
Okay, stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
We'll be right back.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Richard in Chicago, and Richard was going over the numbers here. And if you could just sort of pick up where you left off. Richard, are you there? Okay, we seem to have lost Richard then. Responding to Keith Rogers, I did
look at
that
video.
I'm here,
Michael. I'm sorry, Michael. I'm here. Hello?
Yes, okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize I had it on mute again. Doctors all over the country, though, have been coming out on videos admitting the amounts that they are being persuaded. I mean, this one doctor came out with the full letter, and he read it. Basically, there are two codes for COVID-19. One, that they definitely have the COVID-19 strain, have been tested for it, and the other, where it's as far as a possibility, you know, they can't rule out that it could be related. And hospitals are getting $13,000 for every patient, not death, mind you, just for a patient who has it, even if they survive. Every patient, they get $13,000 for if they say that it's a, you know, it's a patient who had COVID-19 when they came in. And as far as the deaths are concerned, that, of course, adds to that. And then $39,000 for every patient they put on a respirator. But the numbers for other things this season, kidney disease, heart disease, Crohn's disease, I believe was also mentioned. A lot of these other things, we're not getting any numbers of deaths for this season. So everything is getting shifted over to the COVID-19 column. And as the weeks turn into months here, I think I encourage all of the listeners out here to do their own research, you know, and to see how many people died of all these other ailments for the season. I find it amazing that people like Dustin, they question the official narrative of everything in the corporate media when it comes to our justification for wars in the Middle East, for example. But Dustin is so willing to believe the official numbers that we're getting about deaths and cases. It seems that the amount of people who actually have it with no symptoms, if you actually factor all those in, then it really drops the amount of people who have died significantly as well. But, I mean, yeah, this incentivizing of hospitals to mark people down, and just by marking them down, you get $13,000. And the doctor who was reading the letter, he admitted that to think that this doesn't influence how doctors do the autopsy is preposterous. You know, he's been doing this for over 30 years, he says, and it certainly is. I don't want to take up any more time. I've been a daily listener for 8 years, and I love your show, Michael. I'm a journalist myself, and you've been a big influence on that. But I'll let some other callers get on, and thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thank you very much. Remember what I said at the beginning of the show is that what we're dealing with appears to be a tremendous overreaction by the government, but they're not going to admit they made a mistake. They're just going to say, oh, that Ron Paul, what a conspiracy nut he is. And so by offering to financially incentivize medical establishments to see COVID all the time, they're trying to generate numbers so they can say, well, we weren't all that far off. But it's like the witch hunts in Europe. When you pay people to find witches, they'll see witches everywhere. And that's exactly what's going on now with COVID-19. Before I take the next phone call, though, I do want to respond to Keith Rogers. I did look at the video. And yeah, the individual in the room is saying that the actual death rate, according to the figures he's seen, is 0.1 to 0.3%. And again, that's right down in the range for the ordinary seasonal flu. So take it for what it's worth. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. Andy in Texas, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Why, Mike? Hey, listen, I think a lot of people need to take a look at who our president really is. For goodness sakes, this guy is a two-time billionaire. He was bankruptcy twice, and he got bailed out by the Rothschilds. Shadel Elderson, I don't know if that's the right name or how it
Sheldon
came
Adelson.
To my mind. Shadel, okay. So this guy
Sheldon.
Bailed him out. Okay, Sheldon. Okay. All right, so he bailed this guy out twice, and this guy became a billionaire twice. Okay, if people think that this guy is not up in the world of what's going the hell on right now, people are crazy, okay? He's an actor. That's why they got him on TV early on in his relationship with this whole world. They wanted him to be an actor, and he was, I'm telling you straight up, this guy was picked to be here because of this particular moment that's going on right now. He's the guy who's supposed to see the dollar fall. He's the guy that's, and what's really crazy is they're making it very obvious, and people aren't seeing it. With all this push, I mean, all these people coming up, this Fauci, this Bill Gates, all these people coming up and pushing this thing to an outrageous pandemic, and it's all over TV, and they're just pushing the heck out of it. Either they're making it very obvious, and there's something coming, you know, that second wave. They keep talking about the second wave. Maybe that's when they release what the heck they're planning on doing. But at this particular point, all we got right now is fake. And nobody's calling it out, and people are still wearing those stupid masks, and they're doing all this stuff to make this thing look real. And I have never worn a mask since this thing's gone on. I'm not particularly going to do it. And if people refuse, I've only had a couple of confrontations, not going into that. But this is absolutely crazy, Mike. What's going on?
Well, again,
Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a puppet. Donald Trump is a puppet, Mike.
Aren't they all?
100% puppet. No, no, he really is. This guy is a sellout. He's been a sellout. He's a Jewish fool. Have you seen the awards on his wall in his office? He's so proud of them, and they're all Jewish awards. This guy is nothing for the American people. He went over and he did what no other president ever did. He moved the capital to Jerusalem. How in the heck did he have that power? He didn't. He wanted to get the approval of the American people for doing that. I mean, this is all crazy. Look at the Federal Reserve. That's your guy. That's the guy that's taking us down right now. They're taking us down right now. They're blowing up our entire economy. They're blowing up everything. Everybody's losing everything right now. And if people don't have gardens put up, people don't have a clue what's going on, there's going to be some starvation here, Mike. A lot of it.
Yes.
They're cutting off the beef production, the slaughterhouses, the chickens. People are dumping milk. There's onions rotting all over this place because there's no restaurants working right now. This is dire strait, Mike. This is beyond control. And people are going about their business. They still think these stores are going to be open at some point. And they're not. This is part of the plan. Anybody who's been researching this for any length of time knows this is it. And at some point, we're probably going to have our power and our water shut off. Because guess what? Municipal places own those things. And guess why the cities and stuff own that? Because they could turn it off anytime they wanted. Notice whenever you didn't pay your water bill, they shut your water off, or your electricity, they shut that off too. Well, because it's a municipal ownership, which is a corporation, and we all should really know that. This is absolutely incredible what these people are doing to us right now. And this is not about COVID-19. People need to get off of that kick. I'm getting tired of hearing doctors telling us that this is this and this is that, and it can't possibly be. It's all a distraction. The object is going to be, we're going to get an ID chip and we're going to end up being somewhere where we can't buy or sell. Cash is going away. And this is the reality. I mean, if people don't know this, they haven't been paying attention.
What do you suggest that we do?
I suggest that we all go back out there and go back to work. And if you have to buy a generator, borrow money, borrow a generator. Also, get as much water as you can. Go back to your dang restaurant and start putting stuff together and doing what you can to make your restaurant or make your business, your printing company, work again. Go do it. Go do it. Do whatever you have to do to reopen. These people are being ridiculous about this. There's absolutely no reason for the American people to react the way that we did, other than the fact that they've been poisoning us our whole damn life and programming us. If you want to turn the virus off, turn your TV off. Don't turn the TV on. When the TV's off, there's no virus. When the TV's on, there's a hell of a virus going on out there. And yet they faked some of these things on us, too. They faked it all, Mike. They faked all of it. Come on, America. Wake the hell up.
I disagree with you on that part. I think there's a real virus and there's really sick people. But it's definitely been overblown.
I agree, Mike.
And it's definitely being exploited politically.
Absolutely, but they're killing people for it. They're going to kill more people than this virus has ever even touched the way they're doing this. We're throwing food away, Mike. We didn't have a whole lot of food in this country to begin with because of the floods these last few years. They're throwing food away. They're wasting milk. They're paying dairy farmers to go out of business. Did you see that one? Read that one. Look that one up.
Well, I have a problem with some of those stories, because if people aren't able to go to the restaurants, they still need to eat. And that means they go to the supermarket and they buy the same volume of food and take it home. So I'm not sure if the total food wastage has really gone up by that much. I know that there have been meat plant closures because of the contamination from the virus. I certainly read about the dairy farmers who are having to dump milk because most states ban the sale of raw milk, and the pasteurizing processing companies aren't buying right now. But I think there's still plenty of food out there. The problem is the supply chain, getting it from where it's produced to where it needs to be consumed.
Hey, Mike, give us some thought. Give us some thought. All these restaurants, how many people eat all their food? How much waste comes from thousands upon thousands of restaurants? Tons and tons of waste. So all of this stuff, even if we're not eating it, it's going to these restaurants and it's being put out there, and these people are putting it on their plate and then they're throwing it away, and it's garbage, 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 garbage. You see what
I'm
saying?
Well, I don't know about you, but
that's going to take the industry down, Mike. It's going to take the industry down. It's going to take everything down. I just watched a video the other day.
Andy?
Yes,
Andy?
Yes, sir.
My turn.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Every time Claire and I go out to a restaurant, which is not that often, but we got a birthday coming up here, you know, we take whatever's left over with us. We get a box and we take it home with us and we have it for another meal. We don't leave stuff on the plate to throw away. And I think that's probably true of most people, or the restaurants wouldn't have those take-home boxes.
Yeah, but think of all the lettuce. Think of all of the lettuce and stuff for garnish, all the garnishes and stuff that people don't eat. Think of... These are all part of the production and stuff. I mean, look at how many onions can this country possibly use? A ton of them, because onions are, it's a staple. It's almost like ketchup. It's
yes.
a staple. People eat that, and these things are going to waste. I just watched a video of the farmer who's losing his ass. Used to have 300 trucks a day pulling onions out of his place, and now he's down to 122 trucks pulling onions out of his fields. You see,
okay.
Showed us piles of onions that are rotting and stuff. That's just one. And then there's milk people told they're being paid. Look that up, everybody. Look that up. There's dairy farms that are being paid to go out of business. Dump
that.
Your milk
you
out. Go out
that.
Of business.
Okay, Andy. Andy, thank
you
all
for
right. the phone
no,
call.
I took up too much time. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, we're going to let you go and switch over to Jim in Montana. Jim, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Jim
Hello,
in
Mike?
Montana. Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, sorry about that. I wrote down my speaking points so I can get to this in a little more timely fashion. Yeah, absolutely. Dustin, you know, it blows my mind, the kind of information, research that you're able to do, and how well-informed you usually are, and how you're not seeing it. How you're not seeing the numbers, and, you know, 40,000 cases for deaths we're at now, right? Okay, well, let's just take away, you know, 10,000 of that, you know, saying that the faulty test and all the BS diagnosis, you know, 30,000. That's nothing. That's nothing as far as diseases and cases go, okay? When you have a population of 6 million people, okay, you're going to have, you know, deaths on the thousands. On you know, you're going to have deaths. The only difference is it's being reported now. The media is covering it, so, now we're going to be scared. You think those paper masks are doing anything? You know, it make me wear a paper mask. Oh, please, you know, we could just make me wear a paper mask, you know, just so, you know, because it's insensitive of me. Sound like one of those snowflake liberals, you know? Hey, you don't make me wear the freaking mask. Why don't you, if you're so scared, why don't you wear a full biohazard suit when you go out? You know, instead of making us give up all our liberties, okay? George Washington sent a letter to Boston in 1770, whatever. because he thought that Great Britain was affecting America with smallpox, biological warfare. I kid you not, look it up. Okay? Did they shut the country down? Did they cuddle in fear and blah? No. No. If they could see this today, they, you know, what a bunch of sissies they would think we are. This is what they sacrificed and went through all that heck to watch us do this. Please hold me over, Mike. I'll be done in like 2 minutes on the other side.
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over because I want to add a postscript to the story you just told. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Jim in Montana. Jim, finish up.
Yeah, Michael, you know, if you've really done your research, Dustin's always like, well, come on, people, you know, get informed, whatever. Okay, well, I implore on you, sir. You are so informed, and you would really know about the effect of colloidal silver. There's an article with a doctor this lady had incredible results with the sickness she was having, and she was worried, she was breastfeeding the child, and it did wonders for her. So the doctor took colloidal silver to a medical lab to get tested, and they threw every virus they could throw at it, and it colloidal silver kicked every one of those viruses' butts, everything. They say it has a 99.9% effect rate on bacteria and viruses and whatever. Lysol has the same thing, and if you read the back of the can of the Lysol, it says kills human coronavirus. Okay. Well, the difference is Lysol, it's not good for your human body. Well, colloidal silver, it's fine. And you take some colloidal silver and whatever, and it is like having a body shield of Lysol. Okay. And then you throw some zinc and whatever, and stuff too. You're fine. I mean, you know, are we supposed to trust the same people that, give us that crappy medication, you know, and the stuff on TV comes up, you know, oh, you'll cure this little twitch in your butt, but you're going to, you know, you're going to destroy your liver and your heart and cough up blood and blah, 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 die. And these are the people we're supposed to be trusting, okay? Like, you know what? Anyway, Mike, anyway, I have kind of an idea. I think we should put up a website by somebody that we trust. Like you, really, what I would nominate. And we put up that website. We say, hey, everybody that's willing to march the Capitol Hill, everybody that's willing to march the Capitol Hill, put a check mark, put a vote on this website right here. You know, and if we get the numbers, 400,000, 500,000 people, like, yeah, I'm willing, I'm ready. And we set a date, we go. We march Congress. Okay, we get there 400,000, 500,000 strong, whatever. Okay, you know, and then on that same website, and then we're gonna get the attention. We're gonna get the notice. Okay, we'll get some regular mainstream network there, and we'll have, you know, so we'll have the attention of the people that are against the corrupt politicians that are feeding the BS to us. You know, and but they don't know about alternative media as much, you know. We'll have their attention. And what we'll do is like, hey, you guys, nation, visit this website. And everybody that wants us to go ahead and peacefully walk in to Congress, into Capitol, and take the seat. And I'm not saying we grab the senators and everybody and throw them out on their butts. We just take
Jim,
the seat,
we gotta
sit in those seats.
Jim, we got to let you go for station identification. We got more callers waiting on the other side of the station break. We'll be right back.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.